I am not going to go along with this kind of a program in South Vietnam, at least with my vote. But in my judgment, is going to kill needlessly untold numbers of American boys.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC, and that's the voice of the late Oregon Senator Wayne Morse explaining his no vote against the Gulf of Tonkin resolution in 1964, one of only two no votes for a resolution that sent the United States headlong into the turmoil of the Vietnam War, based in part on an attack that probably never happened. Playwright Stephen Lyons has written a play exploring the themes and issues called The Ghosts of Tonkin, which will be presented at the Wildest Theater in Springfield on September 28th before a post-play discussion. Steve joins me in the KLCC studios. Nice to have you here, Steve.
Thank you, Eric.
Most of the U.S. government was in favor of the Gulf of Tonkin resolution and the Vietnam War at that point. What did Wayne Morse see that made him different and choose to stand up against this?
What's so interesting about Wayne Morse is he was seeing things that other people were seeing. A number of other senators saw that the Vietnam War was not going to turn out well for the United States, and they also questioned the morality of going to war against Vietnam. What made Wayne Morse unique is he did something about it. He actually voted his conscience.
Being in the minority never proves that you're wrong. In fact, history is going to record that Senator Greening and I voted in the interest of the American people this morning when we voted against this resolution. And I'd have the American people remember what this resolution really is. It's a resolution which seeks to give the President of the United States the power to make war without a declaration of war.
What made you decide to write this play, and why was Wayne Morse central in that?
I would have never written this play had we not have invaded Iraq. I was reading the media reports as the Iraq war ground on and weapons of mass destruction were not found. Media reports comparing Iraq's weapons of mass destruction to Vietnam's Gulf of Tonkin incident. The Vietnam War killed 2 million people, and I thought, 2 million people as a result of a mistake or a lie or what was going on here? We had the story of a bunch of people in Washington, D.C. making a really, really bad decision. But that's not a story in my mind. In the same way that Goliath is not a story, you need David in order to make it a compelling story. Wayne Morse was my David going up against this monster of the Washington, D.C. establishment.
What else did you find in researching this story that's really important for you to get across in this play?
The lack of rigorous thinking prior to making a very serious decision. It was a very cavalier decision just made without analysis.
And apparently there is recorded evidence in conversation, phone conversation with LBJ that he knew that this would be a disaster, but he made that decision anyway. Is that the case?
Well, we have a clip from 1965, so it's after he's made the decision, that shows that he realizes that sending more troops to Vietnam is not going to solve the issue. But he doesn't know what else to do. So it's a phone clip of him talking to Mike Mansfield, who was adamantly opposed to the war, and he's just mulling this over. What do I do?
Here's a clip of President Lyndon B. Johnson on KLCC discussing Vietnam with Mike Mansfield.
The outcome is not predictable at the moment. Our 75,000 men are going to be in great danger unless they have 75,000 more. My judgment is, and I'm no military man at all, but I study it every day and every night, and I read the cables. I look back over what's happened in the last 2 years, or the last four, really, and if they get 150, they'll have to have another 150. And then they'll have to have another 150. So the big question then is, what does the Congress want to do about it?
I'm with Steve Lyons, playwright of The Ghosts of Tonkin, which will be performed at the Wildest Theater on September 28th in Springfield. Steve, illuminating history in a theatrical setting is a delicate art. You have to balance fact and entertaining storytelling. How did you approach that balance in the creation of The Ghosts of Tonkin?
Part of it was highlighting this battle between Wayne Morse and the Washington establishment. The other thing that you need in a good, well-written play is you have to have a bad guy that has gray areas. I had a lot of trouble finding the gray area of my bad guy, who is Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara. I adamantly despised this guy, but I couldn't write him like that. I had to give him a center that was principled. I had to figure out what was the principled action that compelled him to lie to Congress. And in this play, by the time he's lying to Congress, you, the audience member, know he is lying. And I think that his gray area or his principled action was he was deathly afraid of Barry Goldwater. The election was going to happen in November, Barry Goldwater versus Lyndon Johnson. And Barry Goldwater had threatened to use nuclear weapons in Vietnam. And Robert McNamara was terrified of this guy. And I think he, by any means necessary, he was going to get his guy, LBJ, elected to avert a nuclear holocaust.
In the production of this play and the message of this play, is there any particular thing that you want the audience to understand or feel or experience in regards to what came out of the Gulf of Tonkin and the Vietnam War?
That it's happening again, or it happened again in Iraq. And the second is, and this is very emotional stuff for Vietnam vets to watch. They've maybe lost limbs. They've certainly lost buddies in the Vietnam War. And then to see this flippant way in which we went into Vietnam is disturbing. They're frustrated with what they've just witnessed on stage. They're frustrated that it's happened again. And they're frustrated that it doesn't seem that there's anything keeping it from happening again in the future.
How can we keep it from happening again in the future if there is an answer to that?
Certainly education and things like bringing out these stories. Getting young people into the audience, I think, is extremely important. And our public officials need to recognize that when you vote to give the authority to use military intervention, that you have essentially voted for a war.
Thanks for all that you're doing with this play and the post-play discussions to bring those issues to light.
Thank you.
Playwright Steve Lyons, creator of the play The Ghosts of Tonkin, exploring the origins and effects of the Vietnam War 50 years after the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. The play will be presented at the Wildish Theater in Springfield on Sunday, September 28th, in association with the Wayne Moore Center of the University of Oregon. A post-play discussion will be moderated by KLCC's news director, Tripp Summer. For information on the event, wildishtheater.com. For more on Steve Lyons and The Ghosts of Tonkin, bellinghamtheaterworks.org and LyonsRights.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.
Senator, the Constitution gives to the President of the United States the sole responsibility for the conduct of foreign policy.
Couldn't be more wrong. You couldn't make a more unsound legal statement than the one you have just made. This is the promulgation of an old fallacy that foreign policy belongs to the President of the United States.
To whom does
it
belong, then, Senator? It
belongs to the American people.
All right,
and our Constitutional fathers made it very, very clear.
Where does the President fit into this in the responsibility scale?
What I'm saying is, under our Constitution, all the President is the administrator of the people's foreign policy. Those are his prerogatives. And I'm pleading that the American people be given the facts about foreign policy.
You know, Senator, that the American people cannot formulate and execute foreign policy.
Why, you're a man of little faith in democracy if you make that kind of an argument. I have complete faith in the ability of the American people to follow the facts if you'll give them.
It isn't
my charge against my government is...